Hey, everybody, I cannot believe that we are finally back. It is Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. I'm Malu Beyonce, and this is my co-host,
Debbie V, and we are back. Yes, we are.
How do you feel, Debbie? It's been so long.
I know, it was quite a break. Like, lots of stuff happening. What about you?
A lot of stuff has happened. For example, we missed the entire season of season 16. We didn't record at all. There was a lot of fan challenges, but we couldn't record because I was getting prepared to go on Naked and Afraid.
Yes. Kept it on the down low. Yep. I'm sure everyone's going to be excited to find out what happened.
Everything. I cannot tell you anything. Like, as soon as I found out I was going, I wanted to make a post. Y'all know me. I have a big mouth. And I didn't even tell Debbie everything that happened out there because, Debbie, you have a big mouth too, right?
I know. She wouldn't tell me everything. Yes. So I'm excited myself to find out what happens.
I'm excited too. I cannot believe that I'm going on Naked and Afraid. I want to thank everybody who gave me this opportunity because, let me tell you, I did not go after this. I guess I should thank Dan Link, I guess, because he's really the one who made all of this happen. But now that I'm back from Naked and Afraid, I don't know if he loves me or if he really secretly hates me, because that crap is hard. And it's real, Debbie. I can tell you it's 100% real.
It is, yeah.
Because that crap is hard. And it's real, Debbie. I can tell you it's 100% real.
It is, yeah. I can get that from you, that it's totally real.
And this is going to be so hard because I can't divulge anything. I can't say anything, but let's talk about, what did you think when I told you, hey, they contacted me to be on Naked and Afraid? What did you think at first?
I didn't believe you. I thought you were joking. I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait, what? Are you serious? Exactly. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
And I'm already feeling so much love. I have a meme to share with everybody. I'm going to post it here. This guy, Gabe, is hilarious. You know, I've already had a little bit of hate, already had a lot of love. But you know what? It is what it is. I knew what I was getting into. No matter how the show comes out, no matter how many days I did or did not make it, I'm just glad that I had this opportunity. And yay, I tried.
I'm sure you did great. I'm sure you did great.
It's subjective. There's, you know, who do we give the award to last time? We gave the award to the editors because we all know it's edited.
Right.
But everybody who has attempted to do a challenge, I just want to say, you know, props to you.
Props.
Y'all are bad. Yeah. And I just really appreciate everything that y'all do to make this show one of the top 10 shows of reality TV, which is super cool.
Yeah. I seen that. Super cool.
I hope I don't really bring down all the ratings.
You won't.
You didn't make the list. I wonder why.
No, you won't. And I do give it to props to everyone. Everyone that goes on the show. She's always full of anxiety. I just breathe. You know, just think about it for a little bit. And sometimes I have to be like, listen, you're going. And that's it.
If it wasn't for you and Victor, Victor gave me a lot of support as well. So, Debbie, what's the over and under on how many days you think I could last out there? Be honest. Ooh.
Honestly, I thought either she's going to go by the second day. By the second day.
Talk about this season. I heard this season's going to be great. Y'all would think I would have a lot of inside information, but I don't. I just have a little bit. But I do know that Kai and Gabby are back. And remember, they were on Frozen, and they are two bad A-girls, which are legends. I consider them legends, right? Didn't we give them legends status?
Yes, we did.
I mean, I fell in love with Gabby when she jumped into that frozen water. Do you remember that? After the
water.
Fish.
Oh, she did. Yes, she did. Ooh, crazy. Oh, yes, we did.
And now I'm really upset because Kai and Gabby, I think, mentored two other women. So it's a total of four women out there. I don't know anything that happened on the show, but I'm jealous. I mean, that's the one I wanted to go on. To be mentored by two legends, those girls are lucky. I hope they come on the show. I think that's already my favorite episode. Even over my own.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it yet, and that's going to be my favorite episode.
Yeah, that looks like a good one, definitely.
And then what about yours? Plus mine.
Yes.
We'll run it up. So did you see the promo where it looks like some guy's jumping off of ice into like a pit? What is that?
I don't know. I kept rewinding. I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
What is that?
I don't even know. What do you think it is?
I think it's some crazy guy on Naked and Afraid jumping into a pit. Crazy guy on Naked and Afraid jumping into a pit.
Fire pit?
I think it's like water down there. Snow. I think it's all snow. I think it's water. It has to be water. You can't jump into anything else.
I don't know.
It was water. He had to be jumping off of water. Into water.
Yeah. Into water. Yeah. What else was crazy on there? Mm-hmm. That looks like a good one. How many were there? How many did it... can you say that? Do you know how many episodes
there'll
be?
I think there's 12 episodes. It's going to be, I think, 12. I think it's going to be a full season, not like last season. It's going to be a full 12 episodes, and I think it's going to be great. I'm just really, really excited.
Me too. I'm super excited.
So I don't know what I can and I can't say, and I have a big mouth, so I know I should probably keep my mouth shut.
Were you excited, nervous, day of,
okay,
scared, did you puke, anything?
I'm happy I did this, but I don't know what really pushed me. I think that just when the bottom line came to it, that I know out there, there's thousands of fans that would love to have this opportunity. I know there's thousands of people applying. And for me to have this opportunity and not do it, it would feel like I was robbing myself of something.
As a fan. So,
as a fan. Yeah. And I feel like a connection with other people who have done it now, I really do understand it. But I'm still going hard. We're still going hard on everybody. Because last one standing 2 is coming up. And we are going to go hard.
Yes, we is.
And I can already tell some of the people that are going to be on Last One Standing because they're on their social media more. That's a definite giveaway. When someone's been completely silent, and then all of a sudden they pop back up.
Yeah.
You were out on a challenge. So I know some things. I'm going to keep it for right now. But we are, as soon as Last One Standing starts up, we are definitely going to give that away. I know that there's the regular season, because I'm on it. They're going to be showing a new XL.
Yes.
And I know that they're done with Last One Standing.
That's going to be exciting. The XL. I can't wait to see that one. So what would be after yours? The XL. Last One Standing? Oh, okay. So that one will be next. And then
Then Last One Standing.
It's a good lineup. Good lineup.
I want you to tell me a couple of people you would love to see on XL.
Okay.
I would love to see Trish on XL, which we've said over and over, we need to see Trish back, because I feel like she's still, I know she doesn't have anything to prove, but I want to see her do more. Frozen, everybody knows that Frozen wasn't my favorite because they weren't so active. So I want to see her on an XL where she's like super active again. Or Last One Standing. Oh, no. We should save her for Last One Standing.
Nice. Yeah, that would be good.
Last One Standing.
Standing.
Oh,
right?
God. I would love to see her on.
You know who I really liked? She was with Trish, I think. What's her name? I think she was with Trish and Amber in that episode.
Oh, Jen.
Jen. It was Jen. Okay.
Yes.
I liked her. I liked her a lot. But she was so smart, and I'm like, she's coming back. She's going to keep coming back. I did like her.
Well, you know, I have a conspiracy theory. Have you looked at all the pictures of Last One Standing, the group pictures that people have been posting? Jen's there on Facebook. I'll post a picture here. But she wasn't on Last One Standing, but she's there with the group.
Why would she be there with the group?
Why would you be there with the group, but then not be on the show?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be down a rabbit hole all night long.
I have that my one. Theories. I mean,
you spill it.
I think that, you know, maybe you get out there and you're like, this isn't for me. It's a competition. And I don't want to be competing against my brothers and sisters. Maybe that's what it was, you know? Like,
right. And they have backup or something.
Maybe.
Right? To go on.
I think they have backups, you know, of someone. I'm sure they had a backup for me because they were like, this bougie girl is not going to make the plane. She's not going to show up. I'm sure they had someone on standby for me.
Backup.
Whoever that person was, I'm sorry. I did at least get on the plane.
Yes.
Okay, XL-wise male. Who would you like to see on an XL male-wise?
Ooh, XL male. Probably Andrew, if I had to. If he could go on there, XL. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'd have to say Andrew.
Andrew's an obvious favorite. I want to see Andrew on everything, just like I want to see the black cowboy on everything. So I think
I do
Christopher
like
James, I think he would be a great candidate for XL. Not sure if he's gone on or not. You can message me, Chris. I won't tell anybody, I swear. But yeah, I can't think. There's been a lot of complaints on social media. Have you noticed about how they keep having the same people over and over again? And they want to see fresh faces. But in order to get to last one standing, you need to have a reputation, I think. So.
Right. Right. And keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. And this is a true story. I offered to go on Last One Standing. I said, hey, if y'all want me on Last One Standing, I'll go. I swear to God, I did. And they just kind of looked at me like I was stupid. Kind of like the way you're looking at me like, what? Last one?
Yeah.
I did offer.
She's serious. And I wasn't a fan of, what was his name? Bullet. I mean, I really didn't watch it back then. I went back and looked at the episode. Mm-hmm. Man, I thought he was amazing. I thought, wow.
Bullet?
I thought, yes, I loved him.
Me
I
too.
I loved him.
But I don't think I would want to be Bullet's partner. I don't know. I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him, and I think if I was his partner, I would definitely survive. Like, I think I could make it with him. But
yeah,
I don't know. He's tough.
Right? Oh,
I can't even imagine.
I thought he was funny, too, in his own way. Yeah, oh I did God. Like him. I'd like to see him back. I'd like to see him go all the way. He probably could. He probably will.
Last One Standing, Bullet, for sure. For sure, I would love to see Bullet on Last One Standing.
Right.
What about you? So what do you want to see different on Last One Standing? Because you know what the rumor is, right? The rumor is that at least two people on Last One Standing, the premiere, are going to be on Last One Standing, too. Two of the
two
old cast are coming back.
To the new Last One Standing. Shut up.
Yes. At least two.
Wow. Yes. I'll take anybody. I'll take it. They were all great. They were all great.
They were all great.
Me too. I would take
it. It was hard.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was hard. I mean, like, because you had the whole, you know, Jeff thing against Waz, against Matt. Matt, what's up next for Matt, Debbie? Do you think he's done?
I think he's done. No? Why? Don't you think he would come back for Last One Standing?
I mean, he's done a million shows.
Did he say that at all, though?
No.
You know how? Yeah, right? He's never said that.
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I never heard him say that.
I mean, how many times can you do, you know, the show? I mean, I know, I would just think that after a certain point, you would be like, oh, I'm done. And then it's a competition. I guess football players, they always want to go back to the Super Bowl. So maybe Matt does want to go back. I mean, I know Seth wants to come back. He's like dying to be on another show. Seth wants to come back. Mike, Sexy Mike wants to come back. Victor wants to come back. Anthony wants to come back. I mean, it seems like everybody wants to come back, and I don't understand why, because it sucks out there. These people are crazy.
Can we get the drive for it? Victor, I would love to see Victor again, too.
Victor. I wonder about Tara. It's time for Tara to do an XL.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd love to see that.
It's kind of like a storyline. Have you noticed? Like, she did her first challenge, and then she did the alone, and then, you know, I bet she's going to do the XL. I think it's all, you know, a little bit of a storyline. It's just too much. But I guarantee you from this season, even though I haven't seen it, I just know from watching the promo and seeing some of the people's profiles that this season's going to be epic, and they're going to have plenty to draw from for next, you know, XLs and different things like that. I guarantee you a lot of these people are going to be coming back. So did you tell, what was Willie's reaction when you told your husband that I was 100% going on Naked and Afraid?
I don't think he believed me either. The kids, nobody.
Really?
No, none. And I'm like, this is real. Okay, Mom. Like, she's really going.
Interesting thing. Again, yeah. Thank you for allowing me to do this, Naked and Afraid people. I don't know why you let me do this, but thank you for the opportunity.
I think it's important for, I mean, if they're real fans, you know, then they are watching. But how did you say it? Like the fan challenges or just the Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
You know, because we're going to see you again eventually. Or people right. from the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making a name
so
for themselves.
So you just really have to respect them. And yeah. I mean, we yeah. have our
and
favorites.
Watch.
Everybody has their favorites.
Someone's going to say, Ma Lu's my favorite. I mean, right?
I've already got some nasty text messages, Debbie.
Oh, but it means they're watching.
From 1 second.
They're going to watch.
My promo was only on there for half a second, and they're already being mean to me. Well, I don't care. I love it. You can be mean to me. You can hate on me. I do not care because you do not pay my bills. And I have bills
right.
to pay.
Right.
So the only person that I allow to hurt me should be people that I love. And I love you, Debbie. And I think we should tell people that we love them. And yeah. if I've ever done anything to, you know, wrong you, I'm going to apologize and I'm sorry, but you, this experience has taught me that you really have to take care of the ones that you love. And I know that's a yeah. weird thing to come out of this, but it is. You know, anybody who wants to send hateful things to me, please go ahead. It's not going to affect me. The people that affect me are the people I care about. And Debbie, I care about you and I love you.
Oh, I love you. I'm so proud of you too. Whatever
Thank
the
you.
Outcome is, you better
yeah,
make
I'm not
them.
Telling you.
You better, okay.
Debbie has the biggest mouth in the world. I love her, but she has the biggest mouth. And I'm not telling her anything. I'm not telling her the results. I'm not giving her many details. I know y'all think I'm telling her everything. But trust me, I have lied to Debbie.
Yes. I'm like, what? That didn't make no sense.
She's yeah.
like, no!
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Let me give you some backstory. Let me give you some content. So I told Debbie something. I can't tell you what. And then, like, 3 days later, since I'm such a bad liar, I was telling someone, she's like, wait a second, that's not what you said 3 days ago. And I was like, so
yep.
I told her, that's it. I can't
Real.
Tell you anything. I'm not telling you
yep.
nothing.
True
no
story.
Details.
True story. I'm
I'll,
like...
I'll mess up the lies. I can't keep them straight. So, well, thank yeah. you for watching. We want everybody to tune in to our podcast, Oh Heck No, a
thank
Naked and Afraid
you.
Podcast.
Yep. We'll be back. Stay tuned because it's going to
we'll
get
be
good.
Back. Yeah. Debbie, the other day I watched a show called Something About 90 Day Fiancé. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I've watched it before, yeah. Do I like it? Yeah, I guess I've liked it, yeah.
Girl, that show is crazy.
Yes, it is. 90 Day Fiancé.
I only saw like one episode and I was like, is this real?
Yeah.
And I think it's real.
Show. Yeah, it is real. It's a good show.
People are crazy. I mean, I think going on Naked and Afraid is crazy, but marrying someone from another country and doing all the stuff that they have to do and having to deal with their family, like, then now that's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. Some yep, real crazy.
All
and
right.
You gotta think. You gotta think. Some you know who would do that? Who would go out to the jungle naked?
Oh, exactly. Well, I didn't go to the jungle.
Right.
Who went to the jungle?
I don't know. The 90 Day Fiancé people went to the jungle.
See, this is why All I right. can't tell Debbie anything.
Yes. Just grab it right there.
We're out. We love you. Make sure you tune in. This was just a little mini recap.
Yep. Can't wait. We'll see you again. Peace out.
Peace. I love how you gave that away. I think it's some crazy guy on Naked and Afraid jumping into a pit.
By the second day...